Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Echoes, Studio Drum and Bass's premiere podcast. My name is Emily Mackis, I'm one of the presenters, and every week we speak to somebody at the forefront of the drum and bass industry, whether it be dealing with the behind the scenes, a middleman, or on stage. And this week we have such a cool guest. We'll be speaking to Christoph, who is artist manager and booking agent at Let It Roll Festival. And we'll be speaking to him about how to create a lineup. So, what are the tips and tricks? What's the process? What advice does he have for budding booking agents? So, without further ado, here we go. So, I'm speaking right now to Christoph from Let It Roll, one of drum and bass's most influential festivals. First of all, I just wanted to ask you about your journey to Let It Roll. How did you end up becoming the artist manager and booking agent?
Well, I wasn't at a start. It was Suki who organized the first Let It Roll, but it was just to organize an event where he could play and make fun with friends. So what started as a rave for a few people quickly escalated to bigger events. I started to do PR, the marketing for it. There was no Facebook yet. It was quite old school. And after it escalated to bigger events and we realized there is no such a thing as drum and bass festival, I also took booking and artist management, which was quite easy because as far as I remember, we have 12 headliners on the very first Let It Roll Open Air Festival in 2008.
It's evolved from the smaller beginnings and now you're one of the most influential drum and bass festivals out there.
Yes, it came from the pure underground.
With this evolution, how do you discover new artists? Is it the same as it was before? Obviously, with the development of social media, it might be easier, but you might also prefer to be a bit more organic and go and see the artist in person.
Well, it's a transition, I would say. Of course, there are things like popularity and the demand of Let It Roll visitors, of who they want to hear. It's also kind of sympathy. And the truth is that our crew is really strong and unique because most of them are DJs or producers, music fans. So we all love drum and bass. And so it's sometimes even our personal decision to have some artists to be booked.
Well, I mean, if you're the head of a festival, then why not, you know? Do you try and use artists from both the Czech Republic and abroad kind of on an equal playing field, or is it mostly artists from abroad now?
It's mostly artists from abroad. Of course, we try to support our own artists, but they usually are considered as local, so the headliners are strictly from foreign countries.
I think there's obviously a lot of considerations to take into account when developing a festival lineup. So I'd love to know your lineup strategy. How long does it take? And what are the kind of steps that you take in order to create?
Well, the first thing is usually the budget. And when it's done, then I do steps to squeeze some concept into. And yes, we consider, as I told, the popularity of the artist with also good relationship with even our own dreams and goals, and make a cocktail that makes everyone happy and see the lineup attractive. We also do more events, and like Imagination Festival or several smaller events. We also do cooperations with Hospitality, Liquicity and other brands. And we cooperate with other promoters in our territory. So we need to divide and distribute artists, not to have them often and repeat them on every event. So it's a kind of strategy, sometimes even for 1 year. And we also try to switch them on stages. So, for example, once the artist has an opening slot on the main stage, next year he's got a prime time or at small stage. We want to have a diversity in this.
I assume the artists sometimes have a preference of where they want to be, so is it hard to kind of manage people's expectations?
Yes. It's sometimes it's even artists, but most of the time it's their agents and managers, which is completely understandable. It's a hard work and the negotiation is really long.
I'm sure, because on top of having to manage the lineup, you also have to manage personalities as well. So you have to be able to switch between business brain and then also being kind of friendly at the same time.
Exactly. You described it really well.
Sounds really difficult. I don't know if I could. I think I'd get frustrated with it. So you mentioned diversity and inclusion. Is that something that you consider when you're creating a lineup?
Yes, it's what we do. But on the other hand, I think that we kind of created some big names on our scene. Like that there are specific artists that are selling out clubs in Czech or Slovakia, but they are not so much popular in the UK. It's mostly artists from the continental Europe. I can name like Black Sun Empire. I think that we really, yeah, and it started as we discovered them, we invited them to a small event and we found people love them. Yeah. I think that was one of the specific of lateral lineups, that people coming from the UK can see people who are not popular in UK.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, not only from, you know, Czech, but also from kind of all over the world. I mean, your 2021 lineup consisted of, you know, Pendulum,
yeah.
Dimension, Hybrid Mind. So you've got the bigger artists.
Yes.
But then interspersed, you have more local artists. I think it's super interesting that you've developed artist careers. So is there anybody that you can name that you took on when they were maybe smaller that is now a super popular artist?
Yeah, it's AMC, it might be Coven, it's also Eurofunk guys who are definitely big in Czech Republic. It's like Zombie Cats, it's Hallucinator, Pytheos.
No, you have a very big influence. Speaking of something that's had a big influence, obviously COVID hit last year and that must have had an impact.
Oh, wow. It was a hard time.
There's been a year where you haven't been able to run events. Do you think that there's anything that's come out of that that might have been for the better?
Definitely, yes, because maybe one of the things is that we found out that we can sell out a show even with the local DJ lineup. And also we discovered the beauty of daylight festivals. What we thought is out of people's interest, finally we love it, because we start at 2 p.m. and we finish at 10 p.m. Even everyone is drunk, you still can wake up in the morning and all is clear.
Sounds like the best of both worlds, to be honest.
Yeah.
Early, you can still drink in the daytime, and then the next day you could go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So how has COVID changed how you create a lineup?
Well, that's a very convenient question for just this week, because our government finally published a strategy how we can slowly organize events. And now it's really complicated when it comes to travel. For example, when you would come from UK, is that you have to come 5 days earlier, be quarantined, get tested. And if you come back to UK, you have to be quarantined for 10 days. When I'm creating lineups, at this moment I'm full of work with our first June event. I have to take a look at the artists from countries around us, like Austria, Germany, Hungary, Slovakia. That completely changed what we can afford and what we can expect, because you can't really invite a DJ that would need to be quarantined for 15 days. And also what has changed a couple of weeks or months, everyone went to New Zealand. So it's hard to book some of the acts because they are enjoying like a lifetime.
I think there's some people that are basically just living there or been there for months. But you guys are running Let It Roll in the summer.
Yes, but it's going to be a smaller version. We would really wish that we could have 5,000 people there, which is a prediction from our government.
It does sound very daunting, you know, all of this strategicness at the beginning, but I think it'll be worth it in the end.
I hope that safety measures and limitations for traveling and quarantines and testing and vaccination and all this stuff will go better and better, so we can see all the people in August.
Do you have any advice for budding booking agents? If there was something that you've done in the past that hasn't particularly worked too well in the lineup area, is there anything that you would say don't do?
The biggest issues like last couple of years is billing, which became such a headache. It happened, or it might happen, that some of the artists were pushed by their agents to have the best billing possible. Also, they pushed on their fees, which made Beatles decide not to book them. But the artists themselves, they didn't know about this politics. So once they met me and asked me, why do I not play a Let It Roll? And I say, I send you so many offers, but your agent always refuses it because of billing, because of the fee, because of set time. And he said, oh, I didn't get any of these. If I knew, I would say yes. Maybe that's the advice, that if the agent discuss all the specifics with the artist, maybe it would be easier and maybe there won't be such a disappointment sometimes.
So you have 8 stages at Let It Roll.
So some of the stages are genres orientated. I try to make a lineup of one stage, which is about like deep drum and bass. One is about liquid funk. Next one is neuro funk, hard drum and bass. It's always kind of a mixture of expectation, but also a negotiation. And the fact, as I mentioned, that we try not to have the artist every single year on the same stage.
Do you have a favorite stage that you like to be at when the festival's rolling? Or are you kind of in the back room doing all the admin stuff?
I have to say that last 2 or 3 years, I had a very great team, thanks to my assistant, Iva. She's amazing and she just discovered amazing people. I could like stop and say, everything is working, I can go. And I went even like to 2 hours to crossing over the stages with my head, which make me kind of covered, so people don't recognize me and say me, hi, how are you? Because sometimes when it's like 100 people per hour, it's...
Oh, of course. You want to go a bit incognito.
Yes.
Be able to sneak around, I see. So who did you see then last year?
Well, last year it was Chasing Status on the main stage, Dimension, I remember, Hybrid Minds with Charlotte Hinks, small portion of... jump up guys like Hedex, Turno.
The future is looking, well, I don't want to say bright too early on, but I think that the future is looking up. How do you think lineups are going to develop?
I think it will kind of stay the same, but on the other hand, I feel there might be a small diversion because I think that some of the artists had to start to work. They have to quit music like for a full-time job, which might lead them to leave music professionally. I'm kind of afraid that at the end of the day, we will meet at the point with artists and agents and our visitors that the money might be issue, because I think that everything will get more expensive. For example, now with all the measures, it's crazy.
So COVID hasn't led to artists reducing their fees, it's led to the opposite.
No. It's at this stage, I have to thank all the artists because they are really helpful and they work with the numbers that we can afford. Now, when we prepare events, we are limited with time because at this stage, we can organize festivals in Prague City, which can be after 10 p.m. Also, bars can be open after 10 p.m. still. So the numbers and budgets are changing too. But when we go back to normal or more normal.
Might be a while.
Then I think that the hunger for gigs and even for money, of course, because these artists struggled all the year. Come back again.
I'm sure you get messages from fans all the time asking when the next festival is going to be. What's the response from them?
Now we have response because we announced 4 small events. So it's good. We really appreciate our fans because they are really supportive. They still buy tickets. They don't refund their tickets. Even with agents and artists, the communication is better. And it's like more about, hi, how are you? How you are holding? And asking how the situation is. It's good.
Is there any artist that you haven't booked that you want to get a hold of at the next festival?
As far as I remember, we tried for Rudimental when they were more for drum and bass. Also, we wanted to bring the Prodigy
a few years
ago.
I think, you know, we've gone through a lot about lineup, you know, the journey, how COVID has impacted, how you discover new artists. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention?
Whoa, it was really full and I'm surprised how it worked perfectly. So yeah, I just want to thank again all the scene, from the fans, artists, agents, managers.